This is HPR episode 1949 entitled, The Kindle/Kobo Open Reader, KO Reader. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 27 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about installing an alternate ebook reader app on a jailbroken Kindle.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, recording another episode during my Christmas holidays. So today I'm going to talk about my Kindle. You might think, man, this guy has talked about his Kindle so many times. What in the world is he going to talk about this time with respect to a Kindle? It's true. I love my Kindles. I've got three of them right now. The very first one I got was a Kindle Paperwhite, and I want to say I've had it for 18 months now. 19 minutes, something like that, about a year and a half, maybe close to 2 years. Somehow I have it in my head that I got it in spring of 2014. So anyway, I've had it for about 2 years. I've picked up two other Kindles since then, both of them secondhand. One was a Kindle Touch, and why this chair I'm sitting in is kind of squeaky. I wonder if I shouldn't sit in a different chair. I'm at my office, and the office chair that I sit in here is kind of squeaky. So I think I'm going to get a different one. I've got these two, I don't know if they're leather or fake leather, but they've got brass tacks holding the upholstery on there. Got them at Goodwill for $6 a piece. And those are the chairs that I put on the other side of my new desk so that they can feel like a little bit lower than me when I'm talking to them. yeah. So anyway, I've got a different chair now, and it's a tiny bit squeaky, but not as squeaky as my swivel chair. Anyhow, I picked up a Kindle Touch from a pawn shop, and then I also bought a Kindle DX online. The Kindle DX is the very large one that's got nearly a 10-inch screen. The Kindle Touch is the predecessor of the Kindle Paperwhite. The Kindle Touch was the first one, I believe, to have a touch screen for navigation instead of a little toggle wheel or something like that. And the Kindle Touch also had a speaker and text-to-speech capabilities and was a little bit more hackable out of the box than some of the later Kindles. What I'm going to talk about today is a hack that you can do to, I guess, all of the Kindles as long as they meet certain requirements. And these requirements are a real moving target. One of the problems that I ran into when I started researching this episode was that the very first step you have to take before you can do any of this stuff to your Kindle is it's called jailbreaking. Jailbreaking, I guess that's a term borrowed from the Apple iPhone practice of getting root access. On Android, we call it rooting a phone. On Apple, they call it jailbreaking a phone. And it allows you to do stuff to the device that was never intended by the manufacturers. On Kindle, they call this jailbreaking. Jailbreaking the Kindle doesn't add any applications or anything like that. All it does is allow you to start installing alternate applications and stuff like that. I first jailbroke this Kindle close to a year ago, I guess. And the reason I wanted to jailbreak it was because I was trying to figure out how to install the Open Dyslexic font. I was interested in having more fonts available on the Kindle and how well this device would function for accessibility purposes. On older versions of the Kindle, you could load up your own fonts in a specific fonts directory and simply provide an empty text file. You just did that, like I think I did the touch command that says use alt fonts in the file name, and that would tell the Kindle to look in this specific directory for user supplied fonts. Well, the Kindle Paperwhite that I started out with did not allow this. It didn't support this anymore. Somehow they keep taking more and more steps to lock the device down and not allow users any more control over it. Not really surprising, I suppose. But anyway, in my researching on how to use alternate fonts on the Kindle, I found that you can do this if you jailbreak it. And so I followed the steps to jailbreak the Kindle and started installing fonts. Well, these fonts were not available to the standard Kindle reader app, the standard Kindle firmware. They were only available to the alternate reader that you could then install, called the KO Reader. And so I should say that I'm not in this episode going to attempt to tell anybody how to jailbreak the Kindle. It's way too complicated. And it's not a complicated process. In general terms, what you do is you download a file that someone has created. I think it's a .bin file, or a binary file of some kind. You put it on your Kindle in a specific directory. You go into your Kindle settings and choose to update, to run the software update. And I think while you're doing this, you might have to make sure that your wireless is turned off and all networking is turned off. And when you run the software update, it finds this file that you've put there and runs it, and that jailbreaks your Kindle. And so it sounds very simple. However, what gets complicated is that the files and the processes change slightly depending on which Kindle you have and also which firmware you're running. If you start looking around, like if you have a Kindle and want to jailbreak it, start poking around and finding how to do it. You're going to find that all of these files and processes are described in user forums. And there's all kinds of provisos and exceptions. And like, you can't do it unless you're running this firmware greater than or equal to 5.4.3 or something like that. I mean, it can be a little bit overwhelming trying to figure out which one of these files you should put on your Kindle and whether it's going to work or not. And so, and then it's further complicated by the fact that Amazon will periodically push out firmware updates over the air to all of the Kindles that are out there in the wild. And some of these updates will hose your jailbreak. And so you'll be left with a Kindle that's no longer jailbroken, and your alternate apps and so forth will no longer work. And so then they come back with rehacks for these unfortunate people whose Kindles were unjailbroken, and they'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to re-jailbreak your Kindle. It can be a little bit frustrating. Thankfully, my Kindle has remained jailbroken, although I believe the last over-the-air firmware update that Amazon sent out did break a couple of the applications that I had installed, and because I no longer see them on the alternate menu when I look for it. So after you have jailbroken your Kindle, the next thing you have to do is install a launcher, an alternate launcher. And the one that they recommend, there are a couple that you can do. I use one called Kual, K-U-A-L, the Kindle Unified Application Launcher. I will have a link to this in the show notes. And what it does is it gives you, when you look in your list of books on your Kindle, one of the items there will be K-U-A-L. And it looks like, it shows up just like it's a book title, but if you tap on it, instead of opening a book, it opens up an alternate menu where you can launch other applications. Right now, the only application that I have on the Kindle jailbroken side is the KO Reader, which is the Kindle/Kobo Open Reader. The name would suggest that it's an open reader that runs on either Kindles or Kobos. I don't have a Kobo, so I can't vouch for this, but I assume that it does. You can also install games on the Kindle if you've jailbroken it. You can install various other, I mean, some of the things I don't really understand why you'd want to do it on a Kindle when it works so much better on a phone or on a tablet or something. But maybe people do it just because they can. It's that hacker's mentality of, let's just see if this is going to work. And I get that. I totally understand it. But the only application I use on the jailbroken Kindle is the KO Reader. And for the longest time, I didn't even really use that very much. I mainly did it as a proof of concept to see whether it would work installing alternate fonts. And when it did, I said to myself, well, that's great, but I don't really like this alternate reader all that much, and so I'm just going to go back and read everything on the Kindle side, on the standard Kindle firmware. Recently, however, I tried the alternate reader again, and it was while I was reading, I'm still neck deep in it actually, reading Les Misérables, the absolutely massive novel by Victor Hugo from the 19th century that's been made into a musical and so forth. But it's an awesome book, but man, is it long. And I don't remember exactly why I wanted to try reading it in the KO Reader. Maybe I was thinking about HPR episodes that I could do, and I wanted to try out the KO Reader again so I'd have something more to talk about. I don't remember. But anyway, I started reading this book on the KO Reader, and there are a number of things about the KO Reader that are better than the standard firmware. For one thing, you can start the KO Reader in two different ways. In one way, you leave the Kindle firmware running in the background. And then there's another option to start it up in a way that they call without framework. And if you start it without framework, that means it will turn off the Kindle firmware and just run the Kindle Open Reader as a standalone thing. And the advantage to this is that when you put the Kindle to sleep and then reawaken it, there are no ads. Now, some people might not have ads on their Kindles anyway. I decided to buy the Kindle at a $20 discount with the proviso that they would be supplying me with advertisements. And I decided I could live with that because the ads really only show up on the sleep screen and not while you're reading the book. Anyway, when you have run the KO Reader without framework, though, you don't get any more ads. And also, it's not able to track your progress on the Kindle store or anything like that. So you've turned off all snooping. And so from a privacy standpoint, that's kind of cool. The other thing that's great about the KO Reader is that it does word breaking or hyphenation of words. Now, I have no idea why, but for whatever reason, the standard Kindle book reader will not hyphenate words. And this is one of my biggest gripes with it, and the main reason why I feel like I have to hack every book that I read on the Kindle. And the reason I do that is to provide left justification, because I really don't like the way a book looks when it's fully justified without hyphenating words. Because what you get is on lines where there are some really big words, or they're, you know, the words don't fit just right, you get these huge gaps between words that look really, really ugly. And I don't like that. It upsets me, and I have to fix it. And so I would rather have a ragged right margin and have the space uniform between all the words than have a justified margin and have big gaps between the words. So everything I read on the Kindle side of the device, I hack it to make it left justified. On the KO Reader side, I don't have to do this because it does excellent justification out of the box because it's able to break words in half with the hyphens. It has you can install hyphenating dictionaries for lots of different languages. In fact, I think it comes with those by default. But anyway, so the full justification looks really, really good. It also helps that on the KO Reader application, they use much more of the screen real estate. For some reason, Amazon decided that you need about a 1 centimeter to 1/2 inch margin all the way around the screen, which is already a pretty small screen. And so the amount of text on the page is limited by the fact that they put this big margin all around it. On KO Reader, I think right now I've got it on the widest margin they offer, and it is still really close to the edge of the e-ink display. And so you can get more words per line, and that also makes for better typesetting. Let's see. Now, other features, let's see, I made my show notes here that runs down some of the, The other nice thing about the Kao reader is that it supports EPUB. In fact, it doesn't support the AZW3 format that is what is standard for Kindles now. It supports EPUB and lots of other formats. So if you prefer reading EPUBs, you can read them on Kindles as long as you've got it jailbroken and are using something like the Kao reader. So it's got word breaking. You can take screenshots. Now, this is something you can do on the standard Kindle firmware as well. If you tap the opposite diagonal corners in the standard Kindle firmware, it'll take a screenshot and save it on the device. On the Kao reader, you swipe from one corner to the other diagonally, and that will take a screenshot. That's kind of cool. Let's see. It will allow you to use user-installed fonts. By default, it will use the styling that the book has embedded in it. However, you can turn off the book embedded styling if you want to. And at first, I didn't really want to. But then I started trying it without, just using the KO reader's preferred styling. And it looked pretty good, except for a couple of things. And so I thought, well, I wonder if there's a style sheet in there that I could just go and hack to make it look like I want. And so I started poking around, and sure enough, I found in the file tree of the KO Reader app, I found the style sheets for all of the different book types. And so I went into the epub.css file and changed a couple of values there. I changed the margins around headers 1 and 2 and so forth, because I wanted to have a little bit more space below the header and a little bit less space above it. And I also used a trick that Wendigo told me about a long time ago that I've used ever since, and that is the sibling association for CSS. What you can do is tell the ebook reader, or in web pages too for that matter, by using the sibling, you tell it, how do I explain this? So what I want is for the first paragraph after a header 1, header 2, header 3, or so forth, not to have any first line indent, because that's the way publishers typically do it. The first paragraph of a new chapter is not indented. All subsequent paragraphs are indented, or after a section break, like if there's a scene change or a section break, then the first paragraph after that also will not be indented on the first line. And I wanted that to happen on the KO reader as well. And by default, the first paragraph was still indented. And so I used Wendigo's little sibling trick to tell it after a heading or whatever, the next paragraph should have no indent. So the way you do that is you go H1 plus P, and then you give it the style rules. And so I'd say text indent, text hyphen indent, colon, 0EM, semicolon. And then you can also do it for other ones by separating by comma. So in my style sheet, it says H1 plus P, comma, H2 plus P, comma, H3 plus P, comma, HR plus P. All of those, so there's a headings level 1 through 3 plus the horizontal rule, which in many cases indicates a scene change. All of those, whenever you find one, the next paragraph should not have first line indent. And so as soon as I changed the KO reader's style sheet with that, the book looked like I wanted. And so now most of the time when I open up a new book in the KO reader, I choose to turn off the book's styling, because I've already hacked the KO reader style sheet to look like I want. And for books that have sensible structure, in other words, they use real H2, H1 headings for chapter breaks and so forth, instead of using direct formatting, I should say that a lot of self-published books do this the wrong way. They use a P tag when they should have used an H1 or an H2, and then they just apply a bunch of direct formatting. Now, this is extremely frustrating, but whatever. So as long as an ebook has a decent structure, you can use the KO Reader's built-in styling, and it will look pretty good. All right, so another cool thing about the KO Reader is it supports PDF. Now, the Kindle firmware also supports PDF, but it doesn't do it very well. If you try to read a PDF on this Kindle Paperwhite, it's really, really difficult because it's so small that you can't see what's there. And on the KO reader, they have a couple of extra libraries and stuff built into the... I think all of the KO reader is built on... Is it Lua or Python or a combination of the two? I don't really know which. But they have something in there that will allow you to take a PDF and reflow it. You may have seen this on certain Android apps or other things. But what it does is it takes the text of the PDF and reflows it to fit the screen. And so it looks almost like a real ebook. It's not perfect, but it's much better than trying to read the PDF in its original format on such a small screen. So that is that's really pretty cool. I'm going to go through some of the features here. If you tap at the top of the screen, you get the menu options. You can go to the table of contents. You can make bookmarks. You can tell it what page you want to go to. The next one over is where you can set the rendering style, and you can choose from a list of style sheets there. You can change the font. You can turn on hyphenation or turn it off. You can set some highlighting preferences. You can change it into night mode, which is something that you can't do on the Kindle firmware. You can change the amount of light that the front light emits. I normally keep it, if I'm reading a normal household light, I keep it at about 14 to 16. If I'm in broad daylight, I put it at 0. And if I'm reading in the dark, I'll put it at about 10. Let's see. One more tab over. You can look at history. I wonder what history shows. I've never looked at that. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. So if you tap history under one of those things, it'll show you the last several books that you've been reading. And that's nice. I didn't know that before. Next tab over is some kind of... Okay, there's an option to look something up in the dictionary, to search the full text of the book, to connect with Calibre wirelessly, and that's never worked for me. I've tried that a couple of times and I couldn't make it work. You can also sync up the KO Reader with your Evernote account, and that does work. I have an Evernote account that I use all the time for various things, and what it does is when you've synced it up with Evernote, it will allow you to take all of the highlighted passages and bookmarks that you've made in the book and export them to Evernote so that you have them in, I don't know, rich text or HTML or whatever when you go there. They have an option here called Progress Sync, but I think that requires you to have more than one. It's not syncing it with a central server or anything. I don't really understand how it works. I think you're supposed to have two different devices with the KO Reader installed already, and it will sync up between them. I tried installing the Android KO Reader on my phone, and it installed, but it wouldn't run. It just kept crashing every time I opened it, so I was not able to try this Progress Sync thing. Let's see. It allows you to go to the file manager. Whoops. What have I done here? And the file manager itself has lots of options, one of which is... find a book in Calibre catalog. I was not able to do that. There's something about an OPDS catalog, which I don't understand. Advanced settings. I'm not going to go into that. How do I get back? I'm not sure how to get out of the file manager. Isn't that funny? All right, let's go to their over-the-air update. Sorry, I'm poking around on my thing here and not talking to you guys. I'm just going to reopen my book. And so down, those are all the menu items across the top. If you press the home icon on the far upper right, it will take you back into the Kindle firmware on the other side. So it'll like reboot into the other system. Across the bottom are the options relating to the appearance of the app. So one of them will allow you to switch from portrait to landscape mode. Another one... Let's see what this one does. Okay, the next one adjusts line spacing and margin size. You've got three options, small, medium, and large on each of those. Next one over is font. You can choose to go way up to a very large font or pretty small and then fine-tune it by hitting the decrease or increase button. Then you can change the font weight and the contrast of the font with the next option over. And then finally, there's a view mode. You can change it from scroll to page. I keep it on page. You can change the size of the progress bar. And you can also turn the embedded book style on or off. And like I said, right now, I normally keep it off. I think that's about all I wanted to say about it. You do have to install, like after you've installed KO Reader, you have to install dictionary files if you want to be able to look up words. And this is not very hard to do. They have a link on the wiki, the KO Reader wiki, that takes you to the dictionary files and links to those. And I did this, put the dictionary files for the English and Spanish languages on there. And the next time I opened the book and long pressed on a word, it immediately gave me a definition from the dictionary. So it works really well. You can also, if you want to have OCR capability for flat PDFs, in other words, PDFs that were scanned as images rather than as text, you can install Tesseract, and it will do OCR on those PDFs. So it's a very robust reader, and if you have a Kindle and are a hacker by nature and want to try it out, I definitely recommend it. First thing you got to do, jailbreak your Kindle. So good luck sorting that out, trying to figure out which version of firmware you have and whether it's going to work or not. But you can, you know, with persistence, you can do it. And it's pretty cool to be able to dual boot your Kindle. I like it. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed hearing about the KO Reader and jailbreaking Kindles. I will talk to you guys some other time about something else. I don't know what yet, but maybe I'll get to record one more before the spring semester starts and I gotta learn how to be a director. Okay, take care, y'all. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.